Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah. Hello, Shannon.
Oh, good morning, family.
We are here.
I've been on my hope box, haven't I? Walked in.
That's why we're here. That's why we're here.
So good to be in here.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm great.
Looking very green and gorgeous.
I've got a green jumper on. I don't know.
I like that colour green on you.
Thank you.
Brings your eyes out.
Oh, I think I might have green eyes.
You do have green eyes. I look at you all the time and I say you do have green eyes.
They're like greeny, grey,
greeny, tired kind of looking.
Don't mind. Mine change colour every day. Like grey and they're blue.
My moods change every day.
You're like, your eyes are like mood rings.
Mood rings, that's right. Anyway, don't even ask me what kind of mood I'm in. Let me tell you, I did something fun this week.
Ooh. Did you?
Well, that's not true. It wasn't really fun because half of Australia are doing what half? I reckon 95%. I had to apply for some passports.
Oh, tell me about it.
Don't text in, family, if you've done that, because I don't think the text line would be able to cope with the amount of, honestly, what a rigmarole. Yeah. Is that the word?
Rigmarole, yep, absolutely. Rigmarole. Those forms are hardcore.
Mm-hmm. Holy moly. Mm. And because I was doing children's ones, so I discovered something, and I hadn't really thought about it, but two things happened. Firstly, when you have a child over the age of 10, they have to sign.
Yes.
So Nashie is just 10. And I didn't think that much about it, but he had to sign the box.
Yes. His little signature.
His little signature. So, so I'm like, oh, mate, and that's going to be on there for 5 years. So it's going to be to who's 15.
Did he? What did he end up writing?
Smiley face.
Nash.
Oh, I love it.
So cute. I mean, he tried to do a signature. Yeah. Look, had I been a little bit more proactive, I would have, like, got him practicing.
Well, you would have. But his signature. Don't think about it. 10 years old is young to start doing his signature.
Right? Yeah. But then I thought about my signature.
Yeah.
And my signature has been the same my whole life.
Really?
Because I was a Miller,
yes,
and then I became a McCarthy, my M at the end was just a squiggle. So it was M, squiggle. So I just did the S, the B, the M, the squiggle. And then when I got married, I just put a little C above the squiggle.
Brilliant. So in case you want to know how to forge paperwork for Shannon, that's how you do it. Okay?
Absolutely. Who signs anything these days?
Well, that's right.
Well, that's the first thing.
Do you remember when you used to have to sign for
your
things?
Your credit card?
When you bought, we'd go to a shop.
You'd buy coffee and you'd have to sign?
Sign?
Everything
got
signed.
What a ridiculous, outdated thing that is.
Right? So I didn't think about the signature. Then I thought, I've had the same signature probably since I was Nash's age.
Oh, that's so cute.
So then I thought, we should talk to the family about your signatures.
Do you have a special signature that you've worked very hard on, or do you just squiggle it away and just
My mum's signature's a thing of beauty. That thing looks like she's from, like, medieval, like, calligraphy class.
I love that.
Stunning.
Oh, see, I love that. See, mine looks like, mine's the same as, mine's probably not very attractive. But I just look at it and I just go, well, it's just a rough squiggle. But I wish I'd worked on it. But now it's too late because everything's got my signature on it.
Yeah, it's too late and it's ingrained in you. It's like muscle memory.
But how do you change it?
Well, that's the thing.
I can't change it now, can I?
So Nash is going to have the same signature now for 5 years. And by then,
All right.
So
give
I want to ask the family about your signature.
Yes.
Give us a call. 931-30-985. Let us know. Have you always had the same signature? Or did you have to change it over time?
Is it a work of art?
Is it a work of art? We want to know. Is it embarrassing? More so. Give us a call. 93130. Nope. 93130-985. Yeah, that's the phone number. Sorry. Anyway, call. Yes, Shannon is here and we're talking all about signatures.
Oh, wow.
Yep, your scrawl, your scratch.
Your John Hancock. it's called the John Hancock?
Nah.
First guy to sign the Declaration of Independence.
Wow, you are a knowledgeable beast.
This is why I win trivia.
This is why you can come to my next quiz night.
During that time, we have both... Well, all of us, including Leon, have all scrapped through our bags to find our driver's licenses to show each other our signatures. Mine looks revolting. It's embarrassing. It's just like big scribble on top of scribble.
Kind of looks like an anteater.
It's like a little drawing. It looked like you might have sneezed halfway through.
Probably. probably did.
Sign this? Yeah, sure. but we got a couple of good texts in. Helen from Warnborough. My husband has had the same signature for years. It's just his first name, Brett.
Is
that allowed? Like, you don't have to put your...
Because it's your safety. It's your security. So it's as secure as you want it to be. And as we said, you don't sign things very often.
And if you wanted to draw a daisy, I think I actually think you could. Like, I've seen people with little love hearts over their eye and stuff like...
Oh, yeah, the love hearts.
You know?
Oh, yeah. My brother... So I think we talked about this the other day.
Yes.
My brother had a signature for a long time. I think he's only changed it recently. He's like 40-something years old now.
Yes.
And it was, I'll show you guys my artist's impression of it. Basically, it was like, he was like a bodyboard brand.
Yes.
And then Elliot was signed after it. Yes. And then the little smiley was very important. The smiley had to be there.
Did he have that on official documents?
He had that on his license.
Your kid's
his passport.
Everything. It looks like that, you know, like bubble bam.
Yeah.
Like
the bam
sort of, like Mark is in a bam sort of
Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Mike.
Yes.
I love that.
Or as all Australians call him, Miko.
Miko.
Miko, yep. We also got a great text here from Annery.
Yes.
Says, I'm a year six and I'm the junior school captain.
Congratulations, Annery. Well done,
well done.
I had to sign a consent form and made up a signature on the spot. That's how we all did it, don't worry. It was the worst signature I've ever seen because I have no idea how to do a signature and I was laughing so hard. Annery, don't worry. We all did the same thing.
Annery, I literally still have the same
That's what
signature.
Happened to Kirsty, Annery. That's
Annery,
exactly
I've just mine's just stayed the same.
Except
and
Kirsty wasn't the junior school captain.
No.
She could have been, though. Couldn't you, girl?
I wasn't junior, I was senior.
Do you feel good? Do you feel good tough talking at year six? I think you've done a great job. Oh, wow. Signatures. They're very funny things.
Yes,
This is interesting. Meryn from Baldoves. Hey, Meryn. She says, I've got two signatures. My legal signature.
Ooh.
And then my
autograph signature.
And then when people, you know, stop me on the street. And then the signature I use when signing my son's school diary or anything when I'm teaching or working in the classroom because it's just, probably just quicker.
Oh, it's just like initials or something, maybe?
Do you need to have two? I sign legal documents when with my ridiculous S.B. McCarthy and the little squiggle.
What if I could do yours?
Do you ever think, like, when you're doing that, and you can just feel them watching you, just going, really?
No.
Are you sure?
And obviously Dave, being such a professional.
Yeah. He'd have a good signature, wouldn't
he? Of course he does. Of course he does. So we were signing some legal documents. We're always signing something. I just blindly sign because I'm...
You signed your life away.
I just don't know
when
why.
When he goes to jail in a few years,
I don't know why. I've been knocking on your door. How can I move in with you? But, like, Dave does this beautiful, like... David, whatever.
Dr.
David McCarthy. And I'm like, Shando. And there's my little C on the top.
Oh, it's so cute. No, I think it's great. Well, signatures, guys, keep them coming. 0429 985 985. Have you still got the same one? Have you got more than one? Like Meryn?
Meryn.
Have you got a special way of doing it? Let us know. Well, there you have it, family, another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.